Biden approval underwater, matching all-time low after disastrous Afghanistan withdrawal. By Hannah Blow on August 31, 2021. President Joe Biden's job approval is underwater, matching his all-time low following the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan, Rasmussen Report's daily presidential tracking poll revealed. The 78-year-old's approval rating dipped to 44% on Tuesday, the day after the Pentagon announced the departure of the last U.S. troops from Afghanistan. That figure matches the all-time low the president saw last week, on August 24, 25, and 26. 54% now disapprove of his job performance, and of those, 45% strongly disapprove. His ratings follow the disastrous U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan, which did, in fact, result in American citizens being left behind. In an address to the nation on Monday, Secretary of State Antony Blinken affirmed Americans remained stranded and abandoned, but he could not provide an exact figure. More than 123,000 people have been safely flown out of Afghanistan. That includes about 6,000 American citizens, he said during his speech, claiming that a small number of Americans, under 200 and likely closer to 100, remain in the country and want to leave. All the while, Biden has struggled to comfort the families of slain American heroes who lost their lives last week following a terrorist attack at the Kabul airport, where U.S. evacuation efforts were underway. As Breitbart News reported, President Joe Biden's appearance at the dignified transfer of remains of the 13 soldiers slain in Afghanistan on Sunday was sharply criticized, according to accounts of the ceremony by family members. One woman screamed at Biden across the airport tarmac, "I hope you burn in hell. That was my brother," according to Mark Schmitz, the father of 20-year-old Lance Corporal Jared Schmitz, who was killed in the suicide bombing attacks outside the Kabul airport, speaking to the Washington Post. Schmitz said he attended the ceremony with his ex-wife, and he glared as he said the president spent more time looking at his ex-wife while he spoke about his son Beau Biden, who died from cancer after leaving the military. Shauna Chappell, the mother of a U.S. Marine killed last week, blasted Biden in a social media post after meeting him at the Dover airport for the dignified transfer ceremony. "Why you tried to interrupt me and give me your own sob story and I had to tell you that this isn't about you, so don't make it about you," Chappell wrote, adding, "You then rolled your fucking eyes in your head like you were annoyed with me and I let you know that the only reason I was talking to you was out of respect for my son. You turned to walk away and I let you know my son's blood was on your hands and you threw your hand up behind you as you walked away from me like you were saying okay whatever," she wrote. Facebook disabled Chappell's Instagram account after she posted a picture and message about her son. But after Breitbart News reached out for comment, the social media platform restored it and claimed her account was removed in error.